Good morning and welcome to Sonoma Spotlight. My name is Raul and I'm sitting in for Roland. It is Raul in for Roland here on KRCB. And this morning we have Jared Sacrin from the 6th Street Playhouse in Santa Rosa, and we are here to talk about singing along with the sound of music. What is that all about?
Well, it's exactly what you just said. We actually play the film. And the film is formatted, so the lyrics come on, kind of like a karaoke type thing. And we have an audience that comes and sings the songs of Sound of Music, and they're all such great songs.
And we know those songs so well.
Exactly. Yes. But it is also a great time for parents to bring kids who may not know the songs that well to introduce them to it. And I know a number of people have come up to me and said, well, that's how I learned about Sound of Music. My mom took me to the movie or whatever.
Right. So we're all unofficial Von Trapps.
Exactly. Honorary Von
Trapps. I think this is just a wonderful concept, especially for families. How long has this been going on? I've never heard of anything like this.
This has been going on nationally and actually internationally, I think, for years. The 6th Street Playhouse hasn't done one of these, though. I think it's 6 or 7 years. It was a huge hit when we did it before, and so we decided to bring it back. But this is done around the country, and they do various musicals, not just Sound of Music. I think there's a Grease, for example, and other titles like that. They're hugely popular, just great fun. You can come in costume. This version of it is optional. You know, it's not mandatory to wear a costume, but you can, and people do. And it's just a great evening at our theater at 6th Street Playhouse, and you get to enjoy these incredible songs.
Now, this is happening June 2nd at 2 p.m. and the 3rd at 2 p.m. Is that a Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday and Sunday.
Okay, great. Yep. At the G.K. Hart Theater, and tickets are still available, but I would imagine this could sell out.
We're anticipating it selling out. There's only two shows. We couldn't schedule any more just because we're jammed with our other programming, with the other plays that we have going on. Mm-hmm. And feel pretty confident it's going to sell out. There's only 184 seats in the theater. The matinees are a great time for families, too, to bring kids.
Sure. You know, we're all looking for great things to do with our families, especially people with young children. It's great to have a family-friendly event like this.
Yeah, well...
And turns them on to music, too, right? I mean, this might be the introduction to singing for some of these children.
Exactly. And I've heard other people say that, in fact, the last time we did it, some of the kids got hooked on wanting to be in theater. Because
really?
And they learn about this great musical, and they get very excited about it, and they will remember when they went.
Yeah, it's interesting how a lot of us set up our lifelong adult patterns when we're children. You know, we're turned on to these kinds of things, and we pursue them throughout our lives.
Well, that was true with me. My parents took me to, they took me to an opera, and I fell asleep. I was 5 years old.
That's a heck of a way to start.
But I woke up in time for the ending, and I was blown away. And really, from that time forward, I wanted to do theater. I wanted to be involved with this profession.
That's a great reminder for children, for parents of children, too, that, you know, these patterns that we set up, the things we expose our children to, you know, really makes a difference in their lives.
Well, it's magic. And kids respond to it. It's very natural for them to be excited by theater because, look, it's this magic thing that happens, and everybody it's a social experience as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they remember. It has a huge impression on kids.
Yeah, that's wonderful. You also mentioned before we went on the air that not only are the lyrics on screen, but we got to follow the bouncing ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Too, so that really helps.
Yeah, it's like karaoke, only it's the movie.
Right. It's movie karaoke. Now, in the time we have left, which is only about 30 seconds, the 6th Street Playhouse has a school of drama as well. So you guys are doing outreach to the community, music education, theater education, too.
We do it all, and we don't turn anybody away. And if we have room at all to include people, all ages, all experiences, from beginner to professional, loads of things available for the summer, including the teen camp, which still has some spaces left.
Excellent. Sing along with the Sound of Music June 2nd and June 3rd.
Let me mention the website, www.6thstreetplayhouse.com.
This has been Sonoma Spotlight. Raul sitting in for Roland here on KRCB.